Passion for Robot here at Politecnico di Torino. We are here with one of the main guests of this big appointment, Minoru Asata from Japan, one of the father of the humanoid robotics. So, what are your future projects? Today, you talk about a robot child.
Yes, we have developed some research platform of the child robot for the research of the human development, to understand of the human development, especially, for example, how the infant or baby acquire the language or something. So it's a very, very interesting issue for the human mystery. And also, this is also this should contribute to some design therapy, the new robots.
Today in your speech, but even now, it is very clear the mystery dimension, the fantascientific dimension. So do you feel at yourself like a scientist, a fantasist? An Asimov son. Who are you, if you have to define?
Yeah, of course, so the final goal is we'd like to make the artifact as close as possible to the human beings. But of course, it's different. Therefore, we'd like to present some kind of the essential part of the human mystery. Of course, some part is different, of course, but some part is kind of some analogy, and also we like to model the human development, which can explain some disease of the development, such as autistic children or the Williams syndrome. So, hopefully, maybe in future, we'd like to. So this model is helpful to care that these people or something.
So you feel like yourself as a scientist, not something like a fantascience?
That is scientific view, but fantastic view is just some kind of entertainment or some dancing, the music, especially I love karaoke, and the karaoke robot is very, very difficult to just imitate and also put on some emotional tones and so on. Therefore, it's kind of I think maybe they share some same kind of technology or some mystery, but the application might be different, but they share mystery.
What makes Japan a leader nation in robotics? Is it something in your culture, in your DNA, who makes you bring yourself towards robotics world?
I think maybe the kind of DNA, it means that, very, very recently, it means the Japanese people are so affected by the world cartoons, the Astro Boy or Doraemon or something. And behind that, we have some animism, some religion. So everything has a goal, the soul. So the microphone, so the glass, so the pen, so the paper, everything. So therefore, all kinds of artifacts, it's kind of a living thing. And also, a living thing is kind of a partner, the friend, and family member. So the Japanese people are so friendly with the robot. Therefore, they like to build the robot. It's just kind of joy, enjoyment. Something.
What are your impressions here for Passion for Robot in Torino in particular?
It's just many, many industrial robots, the exhibitions. And industrial robot is the beginning of the modern robotics. And I think maybe the industrial robots and the robot with us, in the daily life, might be different. But some basic technology we can share, some of the actuators and so on. But the more some technical issues, such as the soft skin or the communication, is a quite different part of the industrial robot.
Okay, thanks a lot, Minoru Asata. Nice to meet you, and hope to see you soon, maybe next year.
Thank you. Grazie.
Aniello De Santi, Passion for Robot, Politecnico di Torino, per Onde Quadre.
Onde Quadre, quello che non ti aspetti.